Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Well, she's not exactly
new.
But if you are familiar with Danita Gibbs, if you are familiar with this program, then you have been hearing her on this show for maybe the past 3 years. Well, Danita is back. She's got a new single. This is called Better Believe. Better, B-E-T-T-E-R, because better days are ahead. After better days, Danita and I will catch up. This is Real Gospel.
If God says you are free, you better believe it and walk on now. If God says you are free, you better believe it and walk on now. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You better believe it. You better believe it. If God says you are healed, you better believe it.
So get on up.
If God says you are healed, you better believe it.
So get on up.
The sun will rise with healing wings.
If you only believe.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so honored to have as a returning artist, the one and only Danita Gibbs. Welcome back to Real Gospel, Danita.
Oh my goodness, I'm so glad to be here with you today.
Hey, a lot is going on in the world since the last time we spoke, hasn't it?
Oh my goodness, like a total turnaround, right?
I know. First and foremost, how's your family? How's everyone doing?
Everyone is awesome. Everyone is doing great on my end. Praise God.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, God is good, and hey, you better believe it.
Yes.
See what I did right there? You see what I did right there?
Yeah,
yes.
You said that right on in.
So your latest song is Better Believe It. I love the single. You're always
working on
something. You won't sit still. So,
yes.
So before we talk about the song, just give the listeners a recap about who you are, where you're from, and you know how you first fell in love with Christ.
Yes, Danita Gibbs. I'm from Birmingham, Alabama, now residing in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been doing music for a long time. I have a daughter that's 19 years old, and God is so good. I've been saved since I was like, I've been saved since I was like 16. Went through life challenges like we all go through. You know, I grew up in a home with my parents were very strict, holiness, so I had to learn how to love God myself. But then I came back to knowing Christ for myself. They taught me how to love God, but I had to learn how to love God for myself.
Amen. That's how
we
all must go that way, don't we?
Yes.
Grandma and granddad, you can't live off their faith. Well, sort of,
right.
But I mean, you got to get them for yourself.
That's right.
Other than that, how have you been able to, you know, what have you been doing in terms of, you know, in the age of COVID, what have you been doing to stay safe? What's the life of a recording artist, you know, in these days?
Man, the life of a recording artist these days, especially the ones like that travel, like myself. And I was like, Lord, what is going to happen? Like, what's going to happen for us? Because I'm an artist that stays on the road and, you know, that ministers. But, you know, to be honest, actually, God has been really good to me. He's been making a way out of no way. I haven't had to want for anything. All of my needs are being met. I'm doing a lot of interviews and virtual like worship services online, so I'm getting invited to a lot of those. So for me myself, I just thank God for the consistency that He's been placing in my life. He's been giving me total consistency, and that's the type of God that we serve. We serve a consistent God. He won't let us lack for nothing. So I can honestly say, in my situation, I've been good.
Amen. That's awesome. You're a worshiper. How has the worship experience changed church-wise in terms of the way we worship now versus before COVID?
Wow.
How has it affected you?
I can say now that all of this is going on, my worship to the Lord has been, it's been worshiping God for the unknown, because I had some personal things that has transpired in my life. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but worshiping God for the unknown, because this year has been an unknown thing that nobody saw this coming. Am I right? Nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw the things that would transpire, because I think during this season, a lot of things has been, COVID has uncovered a lot of things in the body of Christ and our churches and our families and our personal lives. So I can say, for me personally, I say that worshiping God in the unknown is more of a deeper worship, because we really don't know what we're worshiping Christ, but we're trusting Him. When I worship, I trust God for the good and the bad. So I say I'm worshiping Him for the unknown things that I don't know what's about to happen. And I know a lot of people cannot do that, because we don't see a foretime. God sees a foretime, but we don't. So I can honestly say I worship the Lord for things that I yet don't know about, but I trust Him, and I trust His decision, and I trust His way. And His way is not only the best way, but it's the only way.
Amen. So what are some of the things that you've seen God doing that the body of Christ, you know, for I guess let's put it out there, some things that have surprised you about God's people, good and bad, just around the country, as you know different ministries, as you know, just the things that you've seen take place in terms of the faith that we say we have and the faith that we exercise that we have. that has just, for good or for worse, have just shocked you?
I've been seeing, I know it's been a lot of riots, but I've still been seeing a lot of the our white white brothers and sisters. I've seen us all coming together. And even though we lost some businesses and stuff, but I can see even in business that we've been helping each other and pulling each other up. And I also been seeing, just like in different grocery stores that when I go to the grocery store, I see the white people helping the black people. I see the black people helping the white people. Now, it's like now, look, we have no other choice. God put us in this situation that we're gonna have to love each other, right? Whether we want to or not.
Well, I'm laughing because I know what you mean, and maybe the listeners, some of y'all can relate, but it's hard. Okay, are you being nice to me because you feel guilty because you saw the news, or have you always been this way? I mean, so I don't know what to make right now. So, but thank you for being nice, though. So, yeah, that's why I'm laughing, because I get exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
Better Believe It. This song by you, this awesome song that really is inspiring, and it makes you feel good. Talk to us about this new single.
Oh my goodness. It's, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do a different sound than the black sound. I wanted to do kind of crossover to a rock sound. Mm-hmm. And then, because I'm the type of artist, I don't like to stick with the same sound. I like to do something different that'll catch different audiences, not only our black audiences, but I want to touch the nations. I want to be able to, for the sound to reach in different ears. So that was my aim goal that I was looking for. But the song is basically talking about, whatever God has told you, whatever the promises that God has spoken upon your life, you better believe it, because God is not a man that he should lie, and nor that he's son of man that he should repent. So whatever God has told us, we can need to stand on it, and we need to believe whatever God has said to us.
Amen. You wrote this?
I wrote it with some of my white friends. They're called People and Songs. So we got together and wrote it, and that's the sound that God
So does Danita Gibbs know rock?
Yes, I know rock.
Okay.
What little bit do you know
about rock?
I know that I like the feel of rock, and I like the hypeness. Okay. And I like the joy. It's a lot of joy in rock music.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, for those listeners right now who might know a little rock themselves, I know a little bit about Meatloaf, and that's probably as far as I can go. I mean, I don't know a lot, but I do know a couple of. I love the fact that you are allowing God to use you to reach a larger audience.
Yes.
And that there are people who understand your sound, and that they understand your worship, and that your worship is for real, and that you are a genuine worshiper whom, when you stand before the people, whether it be when you get the opportunity to sing live before the people real soon, and whether you're doing it on Facebook Live or Zoom, or however God is opening doors for you to present yourself before his people, that they will feel his spirit and his presence through your music. And I just want to say thank you for that. I just want to say thank you for the gift that you're allowing to continue to flow through you.
To God be the glory. And I can honestly say that it's not Danita. I can honestly say that worship is a lifestyle. Worship is the life that we live, and we know that life. When I say life is life. Things happen in life. Everyday life is not good. Everyday life is not bad. But worship is a lifestyle, and it's what we choose to get up and do every morning. If we're gonna serve God, are we gonna serve man? Amen. So I can honestly say from my heart that it's not me. It's my relationship. It's how I feel about God. When you first fall in love with the one you love, you fell in love with your wife because she was so pretty. Mm-hmm. You fell in love with your wife because it was something different about her that you liked, that you didn't like about the other women, right? Am I right? Mm-hmm. So it's just like that with the Lord. When we meet the Lord, and we get to know who God is, and know his sovereignty and who he is as a person. It's like when I get up and every time I get up and sing worship, I just fall in love all over and with who he is and what he's done for me and how many chances that he's given me that I could have been dead and gone a long time ago, but he's given me so much grace and mercy. That's where my worship comes from, that place, who Amen. God is.
Amen. I appreciate that. What other things are you working on?
I'm working on, I'm actually, you know what, they offered me a TV show, but I turned it down because that wasn't my lane, and I want to stay in where God has me. Yeah.
I got you.
So, yeah, I'm just working on doing some different stuff, and as far as singing, I'm doing a lot of, like I said, I'm scratching out, like this COVID has really had us to scratch out in a lot of areas that we're uncomfortable with. So I'm doing, like, I want to check into opening up, like, doing a devotional. I've been kind of working on a devotional, and I also have a new single that's getting ready to drop as well.
Okay.
Yes, we have another one.
Any hints? Is it when is
yes? Okay, it's good. It's a slow song, and it's gonna be really, really good. Okay. It's dropping really, really soon, maybe in the next 2 weeks or the week or so.
Okay. Well, we look forward to hearing all about that. So we'll keep holding on.
Yes, keep holding on.
See, you know what I did there, right? So for the listeners who don't get that, that was one of her songs, Keep Holding On. So, yeah, so you got to check out Danita Gibbs, you all. She is awesome. I'm just going to let you all know. So as we begin to wrap up this interview, do you want to give a shout out to anybody, everybody that you can think of? You know you're going to leave somebody out.
I want to shout out everybody that's, you know, I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, I know we all living in a rough time. Things are so uncertain, but I just want to tell everybody to keep holding on, stay encouraged, and we're going to make it. God is going to do it, and it's definitely not over until God says it's over.
Amen. Amen. You also have an awesome website. I see your merch on there.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you know, keep, you know, you're moguling, as they say in the street vernacular. You're trying to have a lot of things that God is blessing you to do. I can't believe you turned on a TV show, but it's all good. It's going to come back around. Yes, that's right. I said it on this day. That TV opportunity is going to come back around. It may not come back around in the same form, but I have no doubt that we're going to be sitting around watching you do some type of show. And I'm telling you, it's coming, because there's some things that God is going to use you to not only do vocally for the people, but we want to see you. We want to see you sing.
Glory
and give
God.
The spoken word and give advice and throw those scriptures at us and all those other things, those nuggets of value that you have to share with all the people, the music industry, all the things that you know about, you know?
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, listen,
we'll
Danita. I don't want to hold you up, because I know that your time is valuable. And I just want to say again, thank you for spending this time with us. Where
thank
can the
so
listeners
much.
Find out more about you, your music ministry, where to get your music, all that good stuff, how to follow you on social
media? You can reach out to me on social media, Facebook, Danita Gibbs, Instagram, Danita Gibbs, and Twitter, Danita Gibbs. You can also, you can inbox me. I'm not the type of artist that's stuck up. I'll reach back out to you. And I also have t-shirts available on my website, www.danitagibbs.com.
That's right. That's what I meant by, you know, your website. I'm on there right now. I'm looking. I see a t-shirt.
Thank you. We have to send you one. We're going to send, what size do you wear?
Extra large.
Cool. We're going to send you one. I'll get my assistant to reach out to you. We'll get you, make sure you have one.
Oh, thank you so much. You're going to make it. Keep holding on. Hashtag keep holding on. See, this is better believe it. I love this stuff. This is awesome,
thank
Danita.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You all support this woman of God. I'm going to now, I've got to support your ministry. I have to do more than this, because when you sow into me, I have to sow back into you. That's just how I am. So you all listening right now, you support this woman of God, the one and only Danita Gibbs. Thank you for joining us in World Gospel. I really appreciate your time.
Bless you. God bless you. I love you all. Have a blessed weekend.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.